Do you know that the residents of South Carolina could be really living their real life Jumanji?
Jumanji,
like the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 43 monkeys escaped from the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center in Yamasee, South Carolina.
43 monkeys. What type of monkeys? Did they give a description?
They did, but I can't say the name. So, so this facility is one of the largest in the U.S. for non-human primate research, covering over 100 acres.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
We've seen this movie.
Right. And it turned out too good for
y'all
us.
Y'all scared? The monkeys escaped on Wednesday, and efforts to recapture them are still underway.
Oh, so they just out here.
So residents are describing the situation as a real-life game of Jumanji. Authorities advise locals to secure their doors and windows to prevent the monkeys from entering their homes.
Well,
yep.
I don't know what to say.
Y'all scared? I mean, of the monkeys?
I hang out some bananas in the trees, you know. just wait with a dart gun.
So the Yamasee... Yeah. So the Yamasee Police Department has urged the public not to approach the monkeys. Yeah. Police are using traps and thermal imaging to locate and capture the animals. Beaufort County Sheriff's Office and state wildlife officials are involved in the efforts. So all 43 are young female, I don't know how to say this, it's rhesus macaques, weighing between 6 and 7 pounds. That's the type of monkeys they are.
Okay, so very small.
So they're small.
Okay.
Yep. So they're described as skittish, and they tend to stay in groups.
Okay. Oh, so you might get jumped.
More than likely.
You're finna get jumped by 7-pound monkeys.
Yep.
B.O.B. Hold it down.
They haven't been used in testing and are too young to carry diseases, according to the police.
Then what are they doing with them in this facility?
They're probably getting just like...
Oh, like the shampoo testing and what is it?
Yeah, they do all types of testing. So Alpha Genesis staff are attempting to lure the monkeys with food through, though no further details on the bait used have been given. But this isn't the first time that the monkey escaped.
Wait a minute, escaped from the same facility. So they're smart enough.
So you know, it reminds me of a movie that I cannot recall the name of it, where the one ape, if you will, he was the leader, and he took him from a little small ape that some people adopted.
Okay.
And he had his own room in the house, and then soon he began to talk.
The monkey?
Yes, he was like an ape, chimpanzee, okay, or whatever. But he began to talk. Next thing you know, he took over all the apes because the people were in facilities. The apes were in facilities,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and they were being mistreated. And he took over that facility, and they escaped, and they took off. They were off in California, and they landed in the redwoods of California, in the big trees. Those 200 year old trees. Yeah.
It sounds like Planet of the Apes, but I know it's not that.
No, I cannot think of that movie. But anyway,
yeah,
it just reminds me of that movie. It'll come back to me later, and I'm sure I'll bring it up.
So, since this isn't the first time it happened was in 2016, and 19 monkeys escaped. But they were recaptured within 6 hours. So, like, this just raises questions about all of their security measures.
I have
measures.
So many questions, too, about the monkeys. Where are they going? Like,
well, I mean they just broke out.
I mean, right, yeah, but like they going to a certain place, it seems like, too, because they capturing.
I mean, there's 100 acres for them to go and try to figure it out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot about that part. Yeah. Dang.
Yeah. Trying to get out of captivity.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
They locked up.
So can you put makeup on me? Yeah.
So, you know, these can definitely raise concerns for the residents of South Carolina. I mean, if you guys lived in South Carolina,
I don't know what to say.
I'm trying to have no outbreak monkey in my backyard.
Right. I mean, it's tough.
You see one knocking on your window.
Is that the only species of monkeys that they have? That's the good question too. Because if they can break out and they 7 pounds,
Yeah, there's, I mean, there's got to be more to it. I you mean, know if what they're I mean? In a facility.
You ever see the chimpanzee?
Right.
They like, buff.
They had to go through some doors and things like that. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy, so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't this how arachnophobia started? I feel sad for this.
Arachnophobia.
Yeah, isn't this how arachnophobia started the movie? Which is outbreaks and everything.
Which is outbreaks.
Spiders. Just outbreaks everywhere.
So maybe that movie was Rise of the Planet of the Apes or what have you.
It could be.
Yeah. But the main.
Maybe like an earlier version of it.
It's been within the last. Right.
That's an old movie. Yeah, it's a black and white.
Well, this movie has been within the last 15 years.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, within the last 15 years. But he could talk and do all the other things. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Caesar.
Caesar. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, that was his name. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the Rise of the Planet.
But anyway.
Yeah.
A new one just came out, actually, not too long ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah, my daughter sat and made me watch all of them and it. But, you know, it's actually good.
I like that.
Your face was like, I had to sit through all those monkeys.
That's a good series, but yeah, it's a lot.
But I don't want Cornelius at my door.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So, South Carolina residents, we are thinking of you. Make sure you do not open your doors for those monkeys.